Please listen carefully.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast. My name is Erica, and I'm the host of Bring Your Own Kombucha, which, as you know, is a podcast, but it's also a blog. You can head over to bringyourownkombucha.com, and you can head over to @bringyourownkombucha on Instagram. I'm just chuckling because Lizzie's in the background hitting her tray, doing sign language, telling me more, more, more. She wants to eat more. So this week's podcast guest is a true gem. Emily Thomas is a transformational life coach, meditation and breathwork instructor, and her coaching is equal parts like logic and spiritualism. She works internationally, so you can catch her, you know, at one-on-one events or hang out with her on Instagram or work with her one-on-one. We talk a lot about the act of surrendering and fostering relationships and being a mom and when to lean into your light and her approach to fear. We really just talk about so many diverse topics. I loved chatting with her. I actually want to have her back on the podcast because there are a lot of topics that I know would be beneficial for us all to learn more about. But we just didn't have enough time to cover them. So let's jump into today's podcast with Emily Thomas. Thanks for listening, guys. Hi, Emily. Welcome to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. I've been a fan of yours for so long, and it's just amazing to connect through all these different kinds of mediums. I love it, and I'm so honored.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. So let's jump right in. I really want to start off by maybe talking a little bit about your background, because you kind of you have such a diverse background. You're a transformational life coach, and you do meditation and breath work, and you have all different facets of your coaching. So why don't you give us a little bit of background about that and like how you got into it?
Well, I'll give you the Reader's Digest version of everything. There, about 5 years ago, I was in the corporate world, and I was in a very fast-paced environment. I had everything that anybody would really from the outside look at and be like, whoa, she's got it all figured out. But inside, I was kind of dying. I was truly suffering. And I couldn't figure out why. And there was a clear disconnection between who I wanted to be and I was in my life. And it was playing out in so many different ways with my relationships, with my relationship with myself, with my relationship with food. It was all just negative kind of compiling over and over and over until finally one day I threw in the towel. I remember the exact moment. I was sitting in my living room and I just held out my hands and I said, I surrender. I am ready. I am ready to make a change. And it was in that very moment. It was so surreal. There was something that came in and over me, and I just booked a flight to Bali. I had no idea what I was going to do. I had no idea what was going on. I literally just booked a flight without asking for time off from work. Didn't know anybody, didn't know anything. Long story short, I ended up hopping on that plane to Bali. I was in Santa Monica, living in Santa Monica at the time. I just put everything in storage. I had no idea what I was doing. I took a leave of absence from work, knowing that, you know, I don't know when I was going to come back or whatnot. And I landed in Bali, and I still didn't have a plan. I had no idea where I was going to live, where I was going to stay. I did not know a single person. And for whatever reason, and if you know me, you know that this is so unlike me. I am always very, up to this point, I was so just planned out. I had everything all organized, and I never just was like a in the flow type of person. I was just like, I have to, you know, be very regimented and have everything on a schedule. And so this was so unlike me. But once I landed in Bali, I could breathe. It was almost like something else had come into me and said, you get a choice. You can choose. You can be whoever you want to be. And so it was more of like the spiritual embracement that allowed me to connect back to my soul. And through that experience, I even get chills right now because it was one of the most incredible things that I've ever done for myself, is finally allowing all of this to surface. And so in that process, I started doing more yoga, meditating more, taking it very seriously. I did a Vipassana silent day meditation. I really got deep within this work and this personal connection back to myself. And through that journey, I met some of my best friends. I started cultivating all different types of relationships. I had a bunch of what I call divine downloads come through for me, where I developed my swimwear line. I also called Sundari Swim. And I just saw a bigger perspective on life and new opportunities and new things opening up for me. And I met my husband. I got pregnant in Bali. To answer your question in a long-winded way, I think from in the last, I would say, 4 years, my life has literally done a complete 180.
That's so beautiful. And that really takes like this leap of faith and trust in the universe that everything's going to work out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Which was so unlike me. So it's, you know, if there's anything I can give advice to your listeners about is to know that sometimes there's mental friction, there's stuff that happens in life that makes you feel so uncomfortable, and it's okay. It's okay. It's all there on purpose. It's all for a reason. So don't shy away from the fear. Don't shy away from the trauma and the pain, because that is what can also morph you into the best version of you. And it all comes together to mold you into this person that is unique and beautiful and a gift to us all, right?
Absolutely. Now, how long were you in Bali? And I mean, this probably sounds so like simplex, but like, what was your first step in Bali? Like, you booked your flight, and I understand that like all these transformations and intuitive downloads hit you, but like, what was your thought process when you first got there, before, you know, you went through this transformation?
When I first got there, I said, it was one of those experiences that I just felt held. People talk about Bali, like they call it Mama Bali. It's this energy that you get engulfed in. And if you're ready and you're ready to do the work and surrender, you are taken along this journey that, and I don't want to paint this as like a beautiful, fluffy rainbows and butterflies transformation, because there was definitely pain and sorrow and healing old wounds that I had to do while I was there. So Mama Bali isn't this, you know, let's go have cocktails and laugh and just have a good time. Sure, yes, that's part of it, but that's not the whole picture. I think social media especially has taken over in Bali, and it portrays this image of everything just being perfect. And it doesn't show the other side, that when you're there, there's this energy that truly transforms you and makes you look at your wounds head on and truly embrace everything and up level. So if you are trying to manifest something into your life, like if that's a partner, if it's a new job, if it's just a new, happier way of being, it asks you to level up. It calibrates your energy in a way that requires you to level up. And if you don't level up, then you're almost kicked out, per se. So when I first landed in Bali, it was one of those experiences where like I felt the energy and I felt so held, and I knew that it was the start of a huge transformation and a huge journey that I was willing to do no matter what, no matter how hard it was going to be, no matter what it looked like, it was going to happen. And I knew I needed it.
That's so interesting the way you talk about Mama Bali, because I had actually interviewed somebody else, my friend Natalie, and she is based in Hawaii. And she also kind of described a similar experience where she described it how like the island tests you. Like before you can stay, the island like kind of tests you. And the way you're describing Bali is kind of similar in the sense that although you felt held, it makes you up level. So how did that come about when you were on the island? Like, what are some of the things you faced, or how did you work through them? And, you know, could you just give us a little bit more insight about that?
Yeah, I think in many forms, in, you know, the physical realms where, you know, you will, if you're not living in the present moment, like I went there and I actually ended up getting my yoga teacher certification. So I became a Hatha yoga instructor. And in my course, there was one guy that just was so stubborn and just wasn't willing to see and grow. And he was just stuck, right? And sometimes I look at people like that and I'm like, okay, well, they need the most love. Like, give them more love, because that's what he's asking for. Even though he's probably the first person's reaction when they interact with him is probably like, oh, no, I don't want to be around this person. But I truly feel like people that are crying and screaming for attention are the ones that really need the most love and attention and hugs and love. And for him, and I'm talking about him for a reason, because he kept getting in accidents on his bike. A tree fell on him one day.
Oh,
and these
gosh.
Are like specific examples of how Mama Bali was trying to get him and force him to wake the F up. Right.
Right.
And, so those are just some examples, and it almost became like comedy, because we were like, okay, what happened to you today? You know, because it was so frequent, and I wasn't personally experiencing any of this like hard trauma, like in the physical form. It was more of like the mental side, where I was healing wounds from an old relationship, from an abusive physical relationship that I had went to Bali to truly heal from. And that kind of stuff was just bringing all of it to the surface, but it did it in a very gentle way for me, because I was ready to see it head on. And in a sense, like it would bring, Mama Bali presented me with new mentors. Like I had a spiritual mentor that came in and held me in this container that taught me not only how to be a spiritual coach, but also helped me heal intuitively through my past, break and sever those ties from that negative pattern that I was stuck in for so long. So it presented me with friends. It presented me with opportunities to build my brand for this Body Love swimwear line that I got in a divine download during a meditation. So I think it presented me in a format that was very loving and welcoming. Whereas for my fellow classmate, he had more of an abrupt type of experience with Mama Bali, if that makes sense.
No, that totally makes sense. And since you kind of referenced it a little bit already, how were you able to connect with your intuitive power? I feel like a lot of people struggle with that, or they only think that certain people are able to do that. And since that was such like a prominent part of your journey, could you explain to us or give us some tips on how to do that?
Absolutely. I love this question. So here's the thing. To be intuitive is not something you have to find or search for. It's already within you. It's just having the ability to turn up the dial, right? So like if it's a speaker, you're turning up this dial, and it's a muscle that needs to be exercised. So if you are taking your intuition into the metaphorical gym per se to work out, what do you do? The first thing that I have done that really helped me fine tune and embrace this relationship with my intuitive was to look and reflect on the past of when specific instances I was nudged in a direction, or I had a gut feeling about, you know, not taking that job interview, or not taking on this client, or to call a friend because I had a dream, or, you know, these little nudges that you get along the way as you look back at your past. You're like, oh yes, something told me that I was supposed to bring an umbrella, but it was so weird because it was in the middle of summer and why would I need to bring an umbrella? But I brought an umbrella and thankfully I did because it started to rain, right? So, I mean, have you ever had anything like that in your life where you experienced this?
Oh yes, absolutely. Yeah. Actually recently I've had like the craziest summer. I just shifted to working from home.
From work.
Thank you. So I could be home with my little one and kind of like slow down my life a little bit. And instead, I've been filling my days with story time and play dates and more work and different jobs and just like filling it up. And all in 1 month, my car was totaled. And then I locked my keys in the rental car. And then a massive, massive tree on my property fell and blocked my driveway, so I wasn't able to leave the house. And it was like the universe telling me, like, stop with the go, go, go. Slow yes. down. Like, you don't need to always be leaving and going. Like, just you know, stay put. And that was just such, like, a beautiful, intuitive, I mean, totally frustrating at the time. But afterwards, I just, like, kind of sat with it, and I was like, these are major signs in front of me, and I just need to kind of, like, take them in, and it was beautiful to be able to kind of, you know, interpret them.
Absolutely, and looking at that as complete feedback, right? So the universe is giving you all of these signs and saying, hey, pay attention. And that's what happens. It's like it taps on you. It's like a little child that's like pushing your little buttons. And it's like, okay, if you're not paying attention, I'm going to bring it in even heavier. I'm going to come and bring you more signs and more signs and more signs. And that's how, you know, when you start really tapping into that, then the world opens up and you're like, okay, I'm listening. and that's when you feel more connected and you are in a space where you know that you're held. And I love that how you can interpret that in a way that brings it back to, okay, I'm supposed to be at home. I'm supposed to slow down, right?
Absolutely.
So that's step number one, especially when you're really trying to heighten this muscle, right? I would suggest that, when I have people come to me and ask me about like how to connect to their guides or connect to the spirit and how to get an answer to a question that they want to know, like their life's purpose or like how, what's going to happen if their cancer is going to go away, all this kind of stuff. When we're really starting to embrace our intuitive and connect to our intuitive on a new way, I encourage people to start small and start asking questions in the day-to-day. So like, for instance, paying more attention to if you have little nudges of like if you're seeing an owl or if you're seeing a feather, if you're seeing rainbows, if you're seeing numbers, like just start jotting all that kind of stuff down and start looking for patterns and synchronicities. And well, there's twofold. There's two benefits to this. One, you're seeing the synchronicities and you're starting to embrace this relationship with yourself. And then second is that you're required to be in the present moment to start seeing this stuff. So it grounds you into the present moment. And from the present moment, that's when you have the power to truly manifest what you want instead of being on default and allowing things to kind of flow and push you around. It's actually taking your power back and allowing yourself to be in the space that you can choose your thoughts, you can be present, you can be in your body, and you can embrace everything that you have at this very moment, which is all that we do have, right? For now.
Absolutely. So when you say that, how did you take these intuitive downloads and, you know, manifest and create this dream life? So now you're really living in your power, living in your light. Are being a conscious parent. You are running this successful transformational coaching business. Like, how did you manifest this, if this is something that everybody can really tap into?
So that's an amazing question, first off, because I am a firm believer that anyone can truly manifest anything that they want. And it does take some courage and some managing of your emotional intelligence once you do take that leap. So it is important to start with a foundation of understanding your emotional spectrum. So understanding what your brain is doing, how your emotions are driving you. And once you get a grasp and understand that, and you realize that everything in your life is all based off of an emotion, and there is no emotion that you truly cannot handle, even fear, which is supposed to be like the end all be all that like paralyzes so many of us. Fear can actually be one of our greatest teachers. It can be something that we embrace and that we learn from and can teach us so much about our old wounds and also about how we're supposed to turn our pains into our passions. So today I work with so many people on bridging that gap, on creating the life that they love, and doing that by understanding their capabilities, by understanding and harnessing their uniqueness and their gifts, and how to, once they hone in on these special characteristics of themselves, then they can understand that once they're taking this leap into, maybe it's a passion project, maybe it's actually taking the leap out of corporate, or maybe it's in corporate, but it's just in a more aligned career or professional or profession that makes them feel alive and connected and aligned with who they are. And if that's the case, that's perfect. But my goal, my calling is to support people in being this source of awakener. Like, I help them align into living their light and doing what lights them up. And I like to be an example of what's possible. And my life is just that. It's an example of what is possible. I went from corporate. I was freaked out. I was so scared that I didn't have, you know, the paycheck, the insurance, the 401k anymore. But once I surrendered to it all came in. I started vibrating at a higher frequency. I allowed it all to kind of form, and I mended this relationship with myself, these old patterns, these old habits, these old beliefs that were forced on me by other people's opinions. And I looked at that and I healed all that. And it took me a long time to heal and really surrender and look at it all. But through that process, I created and designed a way for others to do it as well. So I needed to go through every step of that. I needed to feel all that pain. I needed to look it on head on and understand in order to be able to empathize and connect with others and help others support themselves through this, or support others through this journey for their own process and embarking on something that will light them up and live truly the life that you are supposed to live. It's our birthright to be happy. It's our birthright to be in our body and enjoying everyone around us. And I'm so, so passionate about this because I know that anyone can have it as long as you're willing to do the work and show up and surrender and connect to yourself, right?
I love that you said that, because I feel like a lot of people, and I don't know where we get this belief from, because I feel like, having a baby right now, she thinks she can do anything. She tries to walk without worrying if she's going to fall. She tries to run. She tries to climb stairs. Like, they are just so fearless. And then as adults, we have this like mentality that it's, you know, oh, well, we just have to put our head down and work our 9-to-5 and be miserable, and we're just working to pay bills. And I love that you're sitting here saying, you know, no, it's in our birthright to be happy, to follow our dreams, to do what we want, you know, to treat every day like the gift it is and not just, you know, this mundane routine.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so interesting that you're saying this about, like, I call my daughter Kahaya my awakener, because she is this person just like Lizzie is for you. You know, it's this beam of light that's connecting us back to our truth and connecting us back to what is real, which is this experience as a human in our bodies, and our soul is experiencing so many things coming at us. And having a baby, and it doesn't necessarily take having a baby to do this, but I'm saying, because I have a baby and because you have a baby, it's incredible to be grounded in the present moment with them, because you see them walking, you see them growing at such a fast pace, and it really is so surreal how fast it goes. But you can also, it almost makes every other situation that is not like petty stuff, it kind of allows all of that stuff to kind of dissipate and go away, because you know what is important now, right?
Oh, absolutely. Things that used to frustrate me, you know, 2 years ago, do not frustrate me now. I'm like, that is so silly. You know, you have this little bundle of joy, this healthy little life in front of you, and, you know, nothing else really matters.
Isn't it? It's crazy that it had to take that for me to really see. But, you know, for everybody, it's different. And for me, I saw glimpses of the present and really grounding down into that. But when I had her, it was on the next level. I shouldn't say this, but everyone should have babies.
I second that.
Yeah, no, it's just so important. My point is that it's so important to be present, because that is such a place of power, and it allows you to experience this beautiful time in our lives that we have. We are in such an incredible time in this universe right now, where we have the means to connect to people all over the planet and serve and connect and guide, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's time to rise up and be in your power. There's no time to waste. And that's why I love what I do. I love what you do, connecting to people all over and sharing your wisdom. I think we're in such a beautiful time, and it's time to embrace that and be grateful for that. So that's what I have. You know, I try to embrace that for everyone I work with, as well as my followers on Instagram, as well as my values in life, is just to be in the state of gratitude, because that's where you can thrive.
Absolutely. So with that being said, what services do you provide? Like, how do you team up with individuals and help them reach this level?
So I have a couple of different ways, but I have one intensive program, which is called Live Your Light. And it's, well, I have two things that are called Live Your Light. One is my Facebook group, which is Live Your Light, Glisten From Within. It's a closed, very exclusive group that I've chosen and handpicked, but everyone is welcome if you're ready to show up and be the highest version and elevate yourself. I do live coaching in there. I also have like weekly themes. Like this week's theme is self-confidence. Next week's theme is self-discipline and self-love is the following week, and self-trust is the following week. So it's all about elevating yourself. Another way that I work with clients is one-on-one for my VIPs, who are really ready to take a leap, but they want to be handheld, where I help them embrace their past, and we heal all of the emotional wounds, embrace this divine connection with their intuitive, and then you know, just different modules that we take them, I take them through, which allow them to develop themselves on a deeper, more profound level. And then, so it's not like they're jumping off of a cliff when they decide to leave their corporate job. It's actually building this solid rock solid foundation for them so that they have something to stand on. So at the end of the day, they are ready. They're ready to take the leap, but in a way that's feels safe to them. They know how to manage their emotions in a way that no matter what comes, they will be able to face that head on. And then I help them build their businesses. So through this intensive program, I am actually going to be starting something at the end of this year, which is going to be a 6-month intensive. It's going to be a group opportunity. And it's 6 months for a reason, because it takes it's a large amount of time for you to discover what your gifts are, hone in on your passions, and understand and heal the emotional wounds in the past and your energetics about it. Also learning how to manage your mind in a way that will support you through this entire journey, because there's nothing more confronting than starting your own business and seeing everything that you need to learn, the ups and downs, the trials and tribulations, you get confronted with it all. So having the emotional awareness and the ability to manage your mind in a way that allows you to move from point A to point B without fear, by managing fear in a way that supports you instead of hinders you, right? And then building your business and then taking the leap in the end, so that this whole program is a start to finish. So you're developing your craft, and then by the end of the program, you are comfortable taking the leap out of your position that you're in right now. Or you may have received clarity through this whole process, and maybe that means that you're adjusting your role, or you're finding alignment within the space that you're in, so that you are living your best life. You are living your light. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And that's beautiful. I love how you really turned this into such like a passionate career. It's really inspiring.
Oh, thank you. Same for you.
Oh, thank you. So where can everybody find you? How can they learn more about your course? Where can they find you on social media? Can you give us all the details to connect with you?
Absolutely. So you can find me on Instagram. I'm pretty active on there. My name is ITS Emily Thomas. So it's Emily Thomas. And you can add in my bio, there's a link to the group, the Facebook group. And I have a bunch of freebies in my bio too. So if you're just dabbling in this side of connecting to your intuitive, if you want to understand how to manage your mind, I have a manage your mind tool in there. I have a pinpoint your passion quiz, and I have a manifestation really in-depth workbook in there. If you're interested in understanding how to manifest, that's a really, really in-depth 45 questions, I believe it is, of asking yourself and getting really inquisitive on what you want in your life. And so these are just ways that you can kind of dabble in, but if you're ready to take a deep dive, then I encourage you to really look at this program that I'm going to be releasing by the end of the year called Live Your Light. So this is going to be something I'm going to offer a couple times a year, but I'm giving it my all. And this is what I'm going to start taking less one-on-one clients so that I can focus on this program. This is what I'm truly, truly passionate about. And I want to help and support people who are ready to rise up and live and take back their power.
How exciting.
Yeah.
So I do have one last question for you.
Thank you.
And my last question for you is, what is your favorite flavor of kombucha?
Oh my gosh, I love this question. I think my favorite, it's a hard one to answer because I have so many, but I think the original apple is my favorite.
Are you talking about healthied?
Yes.
Yes, that's my favorite. That was actually my first flavor, and
me too.
Like you, I just always gravitate towards it.
I do too. That's so funny. That's it was my very favorite. It popped my kombucha cherry and it was something that I at first it was like, oh, I don't know if I like this, but then it really was an acquired taste and it's like my favorite drink now. So
same. I love it. Love. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. Truly appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your time and thank you guys for listening. I am honored to be here.